Okay. Hello. This is the June 25th, 2018 meeting of the Strategic Planning Committee of the Pacifica National Board. I'm the chair of this committee. My name is Alex Steinberg, and I think we are ready to take the roll call. Madam Secretary, could you please take the roll?
All right. Joseph Davis?
Here in Houston.
Janet Coburn?
Present.
Jan Goodman? Tony Leone?
Present.
Afia Wangaza? Mansoor Sabah?
Hazar. I'm going to call Jan and then call back in.
Okay.
To let her know.
Alex Steinberg?
Here.
Carol Travis?
Here.
Tom Livingston?
Here.
Okay. Chair, we have quorum.
Okay. I sent out a draft agenda, and I do apologize. It was kind of a last-minute thing because I've been running around a lot the last few days. Did anybody get it yet, or did everybody get it?
I've got it.
I have it.
Anyway, I'm gonna read it for the benefit of people who may be listening. Number one is roll call, 2 minutes. Number two, approval of agenda, 5 minutes. Number three, approval of minutes, 10 minutes. Number four, reports from working groups, 60 minutes, and that's divided up into the following working groups: mission and governance group, systems group, programming group, and finance group. Number five is old business, 10 minutes. I'm not sure we have any, but in case we do. And number six is new business, 10 minutes. And we're setting the adjournment for 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Do we have a motion to approve the agenda?
So move, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Are there any proposals for amendments or anything, or objections?
Okay, Mansoor's back.
Okay. Well, I'm not hearing any proposals for amendments, so I guess then can I ask if there's no objections, then we have a consensus on the agenda and we can go ahead. Do I hear any objections? Okay, thank you.
This is Janet.
Did you have an objection?
Well, I probably should have said something earlier. Tom Voorhees is having trouble with getting calling in because of his location, so he might not call in.
Okay. Well, if he has internet available, he could at least listen.
I'm just letting you know that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you. I hope he can join us. If he can. Okay. Do we have any minutes to approve?
Yes, there's one set of minutes. I redid the first set. I'm working on the second set. The reason it's taken me so long is I am including our discussion because we don't really have much in the way of motions or, So my question to you all is, after looking at the first set of minutes, I'm starting to do the second set, where I'm mostly done with the second set, doing it that way. Is that good for, we're going to be posting these on KPFTX, or would you like me to remove the discussion and put it in with, put it as part of the documents that we were going to, the document file we were going to create to keep track of all the ideas and the The notes I have is more than just the ideas. It's kind of the discussion of the ideas.
Yeah. I'm
this
fine
is
with
Janet
that.
For the stack.
I don't know what other people think.
Janet?
Yeah, Janet.
Well, minutes are really supposed to be about what was done, not what was said. I would prefer that the discussion be separate from the minutes themselves. Basically, the way Nancy described the second way of doing it.
Okay. Does anybody else have a strong preference?
Joseph Stack.
Go ahead, Joseph.
I just think it's kind of good what Nancy's suggesting. I realize Janet is correct, but it's kind of like a report out that people can see what we're talking about. So I do like what Nancy's proposing. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else? All right. Now, Nancy, when did you send out the minutes? Because I'm not sure I have them.
Okay, I sent them out. Let's see. Let me go back to there.
Oh, wait, I see. 5:30. I see them now.
How about we, Carol, for the stack?
Carol? Yeah.
If you haven't read them and so on, how about we think about this and take this up next time and just make the decision on whether or not their minutes are in the file and also whether or not they're accepted, and we go on with the report on the work.
Well, I don't know. I haven't read them, but maybe some of the other committee members haven't already,
They probably haven't. Yeah.
No?
I mean, my question is if I can, provide the rest of the sets like this. I think as we get going further along, the discussion will probably be sparser and sparser when we start narrowing down initiatives and things that we want to hone in on. We might start getting to more voting.
That is undoubtedly going to be true. Yes.
Hopefully. Yeah. But I mean, I don't know if this is helpful. I mean, even if people don't want it in the minutes, would they want me to keep doing this for the documents?
This is Janet.
Go ahead, Janet.
Oh, just that it looked to me, I didn't read thoroughly through it, but looked to me like you were almost, this is to Nancy, transcribing what was going on, which is very time consuming. And I think that I would discourage your doing the future minutes to this extent only because of the time, for no other reason.
Yeah.
And people could listen to the stream, or somebody else could go through and include all the specific points.
Yeah.
Of the document.
Yeah.
Carol, for the
Anyway, we do have a motion on the floor to postpone consideration of the minutes till the next meeting. Is that correct?
I guess.
Maybe
you want to wait until you read them to decide whether or not you want them to be posted as is, or if you just want what was done to be posted.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense to me. So why don't we just vote on the motion to postpone consideration of the minutes till the next meeting.
And just, I'd like to make one other point before we do that. Quick point.
Go ahead.
I noticed that there was notation that some motions were not seconded. motions do not need to be seconded in committees, so that doesn't even have to be part of the...
Yeah, I'll make that correction.
Right, yeah, I forgot about it. Thank you, right.
Yeah, we're less formal in committees.
Right. Okay.
And I quickly, too.
As you also noticed, the chair is allowed to participate in the debate in a committee.
May I say something, too?
Sure.
I suggest, Nancy, that you do what you want for this meeting, you know, because it is a strain and there is the stream. And so until we decide, you do what's good for you.
Yeah. Well, actually, it was very helpful to me to, I went back and listened to do these, I realized that I kind of misunderstood parts of the discussion. And so I think I'm probably not the only one because we're all, you know, a lot of us are new to strategic planning. And it's always been kind of a mystery to me. But after listening to Tom again and to all the questions and all the discussion and everything, you know, I'm a lot clearer. It's a lot clearer in my mind. And so I try to represent that in the discussion notes. And hopefully I won't continue to ask a lot of dumb questions like I have been. But anyway, anyways.
There are no dumb
questions. It was helpful to me, and I hope those discussion notes will be helpful to you, whether we post them or not.
As you know, Nancy, the only dumb questions are the ones you don't
ask. The ones you don't ask. You're right. Thank you.
All right. Well, can we agree then to postpone consideration till the next meeting? Any objections? Okay, let's move on then. So then we're at the point in the agenda where, in case you missed it, at the last meeting we decided to break up into four different work groups and come back with some concrete suggestions, and I'm not sure how far along we've gotten. There are four work groups. One is the governance and mission work group, and some people may have a debate about what to call that one, but anyway. The second one is the programming work group. Then we have a finance work group, and finally we have a systems work group. So Carol and I did a little bit of work on the mission and governance work group, and we started to create a survey about what the Pacifica mission is or should be, and what our governance structure is or should be. And I'll ask Carol to elaborate on that. And then I thought we should take that one first. I'm not sure. And then we'll hear from the other work groups. So, Carol, do you want to?
Yeah. Okay, so Thursday night we met, and the people who were able to be on the call were Alex, Nancy, Janet, and me. I think that's it.
I think Tony Leon joined us too.
I don't think so. No.
You sure? I thought he was on the call, at least for a while.
I don't think so. Well, you weren't, were you, Tony?
No, I didn't make it.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. So it was just the four of us. And
I didn't make it either. Mansoor didn't make it either.
Right. And anyway, so in having the discussion, kind of looking at March 18th or something report that he did right after he did his initial tour, and raised the issue of mission and governance and some other things. We used that to start the discussion. In any case, we came up with the idea of having a survey that for the just the PNB members, so that, you know, we don't have the ability to have, we don't have the money to have an in-person meeting where we really get to know each other and get to know where we agree and where there are points of disagreement, and whether or not we can work to move those points of disagreement to agreement. But anyway, we thought that a survey that began to ask questions about what we thought share with each other would help us figure out where we should go. As Tom pointed out in his piece, and as Nancy's documents on strategic planning points out, you know, having a long view, and also the stuff that Tony sent out about, you know, evaluating where you are and looking at big picture and so on, is what strategic planning is all about. In any case, so I agreed to do a draft, and then Alex weighed in because he doesn't like some of the stuff that's on the draft that I did, or has questions about the value of it, or actually maybe even the bad part of it, raising things that are provocative. And maybe I did things that weren't clear. But in any case, I posted it on Google Docs, and the committee of Alex, Nancy, Janet, Tony, Mansoor, and myself had access to Google Docs. And then today, I think I tried to give the rest of you access to the Google Docs so that you could all look at it and make comments and think about it. But it also occurred to me as we were working on this that some of the other subgroups, they want to have sections that they put in, or have their own survey on their topic, so that, you know, I think it might be a useful tool for us to surveys to get to know each other and to clarify our thinking. So that's all I have to say for now. Thank you.
Well, just to qualify Carol's statements, I think most the greater part of what Carol did was very useful. I did have some questions about some of the survey questions, but as I say, it was a small part of that. The bulk of it, I thought, was a very useful document.
Let me ask, did everybody get the link, and were people able to get to it, or have they not had the time to do it yet to see if you could get to it?
It's Tom. I saw it, and I thought the questions were really good.
Thank you.
This is Janet. I saw it, and I have some comments and questions.
Sure. But just understand that it's still a work in progress, and we haven't made any decisions about anything at this point. But go ahead.
This is Nancy. I'm able to get to it, and I'm going through it, and I'll probably have some comments too.
Okay. If you guys who have comments could put the comments in writing in the spots, that might be useful.
Okay. Some people haven't seen that, may be curious about what kind of questions we're thinking about, so I don't mind discussing them if people are ready to discuss some of them.
Let me just say that the one thing that was a question that about the title was in the mission statement, there is a question that Janet has raised in various venues that the mission is something that is legally fixed, because mission is the same thing as purpose. And
we're talking about the Articles of Incorporation.
And also the bylaws. It's expressed at the beginning of the bylaws what the purpose is.
And so one way to address that is either, which would be my habit or inclination, which people may find either convincing or annoying or something else, is I don't think they're the same thing. But that a mission is commonly expressed in two sentences, and the purpose has to do with the why Pacific was established. But it was raised as one of the questions about whether or not, instead of using the word mission, we could use another term to not trigger that problem that some people feel strongly about, and not use mission but use brand. And there's, you know, kind of anti-capitalist notions with that, or image, which has some people have a feeling is too, I don't know, flaky or something, or voice, which is, but anyway, or another concept. And so that's contained.
What's wrong, Carol? What's wrong with purpose?
The purpose, if we say purpose, then we are, in fact, doing something which is different than the certificate of our filings and also the our bylaws. And changing the purpose involves a membership-wide vote and a refiling with the Secretary of State.
Really?
Janet, can I?
Okay.
Is this going to be just an exchange between Alex and Carol? I've wanted, this is Janet, I've asked for the floor a while back, but I think Jan Goodman is has called in, maybe just wanting to let us know.
I'd like to know, I'm sorry everybody that I've missed, you know, so much, but I was gone. And I'm trying to figure out what document. Can you just tell me the date of the document so that I can follow the discussion a little better?
It was sent today in Google Docs from me, or last night maybe. Let me see when I sent it, Jan. Can anybody else see when I sent it?
I think you sent it yesterday sometime.
Yeah.
Is it called Survey Draft?
Yes.
Okay, I found it. Okay, thanks. That's all I just wanted to know what we were talking about. So, but there's no attachment. So, does it have an attachment?
Can you click
or a button?
It's a link.
Oh, I see. It's a link. Okay, I got it. Okay. I'm on it. Okay, thank you very much.
Nancy, you can stay.
Okay.
All right. Well, we had Janet on the stack, and then Nancy. Okay,
so several questions. Well, one comment is that my gut reaction was that it was way too long, too many questions, and I don't know how many people would respond, and it was kind of too specific, some of them. I think it needs to be shortened. But several other things. The affiliates, there are two affiliate directors on the board. And so I didn't see anything asking for their input. You know, it just referred to your station, which could be your affiliate station, but they have their own set of rules. But anyway, so that's another thing. And then it seemed to include things about programming and much broader than any kind of governance thing, in my opinion. And then finally, what I am seeing when I open the document, there are several that are highlighted in yellow, and I don't know who, I didn't do it, but and I'm wondering who highlighted those, and I kind of have concerns with some of those that are highlighted. Maybe those are the ones that Alex had questions about. I'm just guessing.
Okay, Nancy.
Okay. Okay, I'm just printing it out right now. Sorry for the noise. I wanted to make a comment regarding the mission thing. We had a big discussion on that the second meeting of our committee, I came to the understanding from our discussion with Tom and the rest of the board that the mission or whatever it is we started out with, that's it, you know, and it gets interpreted over the years. But let's see if I can. I'm going to go to the part where I have written down that discussion. But basically, I was wondering if we could have what's in our articles of incorporation as part of this survey and ask people to read it and then ask that question. Are we supporting our mission? I mean, this is the mission that we have or the purpose, and are we supporting it? What are we doing that supports this mission? And I think that's kind of what Tom was getting at in the discussion on that. If I'm still misinterpreting what when we review the mission statement, if that's how we do it or not.
Janet to the stack again.
Before you go, Janet, let me just clarify something about the Google Docs. I'm not a big user of Google Docs, but I think the stuff you're seeing in yellow is stuff that I commented on. My comments should be there somewhere. I'm not that big on Google Docs. I'm not sure. If you don't see my comments, then maybe I'm doing something wrong. I don't know.
I didn't look for those for comments, but I will.
Oh, okay. So here, I found it in the minutes from the notes from the second meeting. So it was that the things that we need to do to support our mission. We get out the mission statement and we look at it, and we first need to understand the mission statement and. Does the mission statement serve the organization now? What are we trying to grow into? What we want to be in the future? Good mission statement is aspirational, and these are the changes we're trying to make in the world. Mission statement guides everything you do. You can look at what we are doing at the mission statement and to see if what we're doing now is in the mission. If it's not in the mission, then what we're doing is not who we say we are in our mission. So the mission was the stake that we put in the ground originally that says who we are and where we're going, and the things we need to do are the things that will support our mission. So anyways, I'm wondering if in that vein, if we could like have the mission statement as part of the survey.
Carol for the stack.
I'm a little confused. Did Janet get the speech?
Yes. No, I did not. May I?
Oh, you did not. Yeah. Go ahead, Janet, then Carol.
Okay. So sort of, piggybacking on what Nancy just said, we should be supporting our mission rather than changing the mission to support whoever we are, we represent ourselves as. So whatever we call it, and I think perhaps we could put something in, like an about on the website, you know, that describes what we are in a short way, like Pacifica Foundation is a, well, actually, some of it is at the, it's a footnote when there are job postings, and there are some other things that, I guess when there's a press release, there's something that's put in the footer, and that could be used to start with and then kind of add maybe one other paragraph or something. But anyway, that's what I wanted to say.
Okay.
My turn?
Yes, go ahead, Carol.
I don't, personally, I really disagree with how we're getting into this, because I'm not interested in discussing, although I may be a minority in this matter, but I'm interested in figuring out sort of where we feel that Pacifica must be in this world, given the situation that the world is in. And I see that the purpose in the documents, legal documents, both the bylaws and the certificate of whatever incorporation papers, are really were something that described why Pacifica was set up, and in 1947 or whenever these were filed, I want to, even if I don't call it the mission, if people don't want to call it the mission, I want to talk about what we think the quality of our programming should reflect in terms of our place as in the only non-corporate media communication system, or at least radio communications national network, in the United States at a critical time when racism, immigration, poverty, homelessness, the seizure of all of the agencies by that. What do we think we should be doing today? And what is our voice and the relationship between politics and culture and music and principle? And if we don't, if people feel like purpose and mission is identical, which I don't, but if you do, because mission statements usually are a couple of sentences, not paragraphs, call it voice or call it something else. But I want to talk about, our political place in this country that we are in today. So I don't want to get locked into looking back at what was written in 1947 and see if we're true to that. I think that we are true to it. You know, we are committed to information, to representing information about all the nations and individuals and creeds and colors, and broadcasting full public information. But what more is it? I mean, Tom said that he went around, he felt that it was clear that we hadn't come to an agreement on what things should look like. And that's what I would like to talk about in this section and in this, to guide us going forward in our strategic planning.
Let me weigh in here, and I just want to say I pretty much agree with Carol's sentiment here. We can't take the mission as like some biblical injunction that was set in stone in 1947. We do have an obligation to understand what that was, and my understanding of it was a very radical step by someone who was a pacifist in World War II, who tried to create a media form that was independent of corporate control, which was a pretty radical thing to do at that time. But the world of 1947 and today's world is a very different world, and we have to try to figure out how we can remain relevant in the 21st century, in a period when we have a president who's openly breeding a fascist movement in this country. And we're not likely to see much resistance coming from NPR, which is they have some very decent people working for NPR, but they are beholden to corporate interests, including the Koch brothers. So I don't know what you're going to expect there. So I think we have to take these issues seriously, and Pacifica is kind of in a unique position here. So I would like to see that mission concretized and brought up to date for the 21st century and the age of Trump and the age of a renewed imperialism and all sorts of other things that we're experiencing. Anyway, Nancy. Anybody else?
Nancy, back to the stack.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Yeah, Alex, one thing that you said in that second meeting that's kind of in this, the same in the vein of doing this is that, you know, you did say that it's not biblical, of course, and it gets interpreted, you know, through through the years. And that seems to me that it's even though, you know, it's interpreted in various ways, we can still see if it supports the mission. Does the mission guide us in exactly what you're saying to me, you know, that the mission was all about understand, you know, it's peace. That's the name of our network. Pacifica stands for peace. And, you know, to have peace, you need justice. And to have justice, you need truth. And so that's kind of like, everybody is saying right now that, you know, the truth is being distorted in the name of corporate interests or whatever, and we stand for, you know, having media that reports what's not reported or what's distorted in mainstream media, and, you know, that kind of emanates from, you know, as I understand it, that kind of emanates from our original mission statement and supports our mission. And so I'm thinking what you and Carol are proposing is not in opposition to what the mission statement is, and actually does support the original mission.
Carol for the stack. A quickie.
Janet for the stack.
Well, before that, has anybody else want to speak who hasn't spoken yet?
Yeah, this is Tom. And Tony.
Hi, Tom. Okay, yeah. Tom, then Tony.
Tony, you want to go first?
No, you can go, Tom.
Yeah. First of all, I think this is a really great discussion. And the getting to the heart of the matter, why are we here? So the legal stuff and the structure stuff matters, but the having a conversation about, you know, why am I here? Why are we here? What's my hope for Pacifica? I think it's something that's kind of been missing for me since I've been here. We may all carry that with us. So, you know, I'd encourage. Whenever I work with groups, it's what I did with Pacifica is I go around and I talk to everybody. I have one-on-ones and I say, hello, and I try to have this conversation just so I can understand. And so I just think that this is what Alex said, what Carol said, here's the situation in the world. Here's what we're trying to change. That's the essence of a mission. And missions do get changed. So I just think this is a great conversation, and I really encourage the idea of whatever the final form a survey takes. I think Nancy's idea is great too. I just think this is a good conversation.
Thank you, Tom. Tony?
Okay. I don't know if everyone had a chance to read the paper that I sent out. Didn't get a chance to complete Carol's survey, and I plan on doing it, but I think my paper answers some of the questions in the survey. And as far as the mission goes, I don't see a problem with the mission as it reads right now, because some of the same things that were happening back in the 40s are still going on today. We just go through cycles. And so, you know, we're dealing with some of the same things and the same issues. What I do see and hear at my station and hear with talking with other people at other stations is the interpretation of the mission. For example, Tom in his report says that a lot of people have a conflicting sense of the mission. For example, should we be the voice of the left, dispossessed, or the arts? And that's what I hear too at my station. There's a tug of war going on about whether we should play less music and more news, or more music, less news, things like that. So it's in my opinion, it's an interpretation of how people see what the mission is, how the mission is supposed to be carried out. And I like Nancy's idea of adding the mission statement to the survey, and then maybe just asking people what are the strengths and weaknesses in our mission, and what are your recommendations for the opportunities on how we should be following the mission. My position is the mission was well written, and it had a good intent, a strong intent behind it, we should stick with the mission as it is, and deal with how we should can follow it, and so that we could get more listeners and bring us more money to get out of this financial bind. That's all.
Thank you, Tony. Anybody else who hasn't spoken?
No.
Okay. Then how about people who have spoken?
I think it's me and then Janet are on the stack.
Okay, go ahead, Carol.
I have no objection to including the purpose as it's written in the bylaws and in the articles of incorporation. I want to address what Tom had raised in his paper, where he said, and what Tony referred to as the debate in the station about what are we the voice of. So I'll stop using the term mission and call it voice. What is our voice? Because unless we've figured out and agree as a organization about what our voice is, what we're today, representing it, or have, even if it's a combination of voices and percentage assignment to different kinds of things, I think we want to be able to be, to use the term brand, we want to have something that is catchy, that speaks to people's hearts and needs today, that is Pacifica, so that we are drawing people back, so that we are shaping a conversation. And I want to make one more point about that, and then that's I will say that the survey is not just about whether or not we use the word mission and whether or not we discuss what our voice is, but it also has all kinds of questions on what is the structure of Pacifica and what are people's attitudes toward governance. And one of the things that Alex had left, you know, felt was should be taken out was the sense of should we be more centralized or should we be made into a coalition of affiliates. And, you know, he can speak for himself, but I think that one of the reasons was he felt that, you know, there's not really a strong push for being affiliates, and also that we would have to have a membership vote. It's a very, you know, disruptive thing to raise the issue of just, you know, kind of breaking apart Pacifica or restructuring Pacifica. But there is a large group of people in the Bay Area, and I'm not among them, although they're my friends and associates, who are for a amicable divorce where the our assets are dealt with in a way that enables each station to have, you know, some money and so on so that we can go our separate ways. But at this point, one of the reasons we're in such trouble and keep having trouble is because we're a hodgepodge of structure. We are not centralized and we are not decentralized. We are legally centralized, so everybody is responsible for everybody else's bills, and that means the stations that raise the money pay the bills, and there's no accountability because stations can spend money without having to pay for them, pay for the stuff, and that's how bills are run up, and there's no authority because there's no centralization to say you can't do that. So either we have to become more centralized so that we can deal with budgets and money flows and responsible spending and responsible financial planning, or we have to separate so that each of us is responsible for our own costs and spending and so on. But going back to the other point about you know, voice and mission, I can't remember what I was going to say. So I'll try and butt in if I can remember.
Okay. I think, Janet, did you want to say something?
I did.
Yeah, go ahead.
And Carol, please hold off on butting in. And if you think of what you had to say. Okay. So Pacifica is an educational radio network. That's what the mission says, or the purpose, the articles of incorporation say. Education, that's the main thing from how I see it. And it's not for the network to put out a position that listeners are supposed to follow. It's, to me, to broadcast different points of view for listeners to learn about different kinds of things that includes music, but different political positions and other kinds of programming, where listeners can make up their own minds rather than the network making up their mind for them. At KPFA, there was fairly recently a speaker who was invited who was then canceled because some people didn't want people to be able to hear him, his point of view. And to me, that was censorship, and I don't think Pacifica should be engaging in censorship. There isn't any politically correct, I mean, the tyranny of political correctness, I do not want to see that in Pacifica. There was also recently the Left Forum, which I don't think any of it was aired on well, at least not on KPFA, but I'm not sure. Even the Left Forum, which is supposed to represent progressives, left out some or rejected some panels because it didn't fall into whatever their position is. But that's sort of separate from Pacifica, but it's somewhat similar. In other words, censorship. The issue of breaking apart Pacifica, I mean, that's not what Pacifica, I'm not a director, but that's not what, but I am an officer, and I don't think that's what we're supposed to be about, the directors and officers breaking up Pacifica, breaking up the network. That would, turning stations into affiliates would be basically privatizing the stations. I mean, they would no longer belong to Pacifica, and so they would be able to have their own mission. And but as far as you know, as long as they're part of Pacifica, the five stations, they have a fiduciary responsibility to pay their bills, to pay central services, to be responsible financially, which is separate from the programming aspect. I'll stop there.
Okay, let me just clarify something. Nobody in the discussion we were having was advocating breaking up Pacifica or turning Pacifica stations into affiliates. We were throwing out some possibilities for alternative governance structures, that's all. And we're just at a sort of a preliminary part of that discussion. So,
I remembered what I wanted to say.
Yeah. Could I just make one more comment?
I thought I heard somebody else wanted to speak. Is that somebody
else? Carol. Carol, can I just?
Yes. Go ahead.
Okay. So, in terms of educational, I would like to see more debates on the air of different points of view. I think that is really important. Okay, that's it.
Okay.
Was there somebody else, or should I can wait if somebody else wants to speak.
I was going to be on the stack, but I was going to address Carol's comments, so why don't you go ahead and finish your comments.
And Goodman on the stack, please.
Okay.
Let me just ask, do the other, I mean, this is just one of our work groups. Do members of the other work groups have something they wish to report tonight before we run out of time on this particular section?
Mansoor from finance.
And okay. Janet.
I have nothing to report.
You have nothing
Janet
to report.
Janet from systems, I do have something to report.
Okay, so we'll keep that in mind. So the systems and finance have something to report. Programming, that was kind of...
Finance doesn't have anything to report. Sorry, I haven't convened a meeting yet.
Okay. All right.
Okay, should I go?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. One of the things I wanted to say is, Janet, if you could get a question that you frame for the affiliate to add to the survey, that would be great. I am not in favor of Pacifica promoting a political line. I am in favor of lots of debates also. I think debates are missing today that are being shared across the country. You know, I'm an old lady, so I was active in the 60s, and there was a lot of debates and a lot of questions and a lot of good things and troubling things and so on. But we all shared a language as a result of talking to each other so that we could have conversations that got deeper and deeper because of the habit of talking to each other and getting accustomed to each other's thinking and style of thinking and concerns and so on. And the process of debating was very enriching to help develop directions of things to do. Now, they didn't all go in one direction at all, and I don't expect that would happen either. But on the other hand, I do think that there is an absence in the United States of a left set of debates and conversations, or I would call it a radical intersectional conversations and debates that enable us to become more cohesive and connected. And Breitbart did that with the right wing. And as a result, even though they all don't agree on things, they elected Donald Trump. And the progressive and radical movements of the United States today are disconnected. And Pacifica, as a communications network, could play a tremendous important role in raising the educational issues that are being discussed across those groups to bring us together. And I think that that is something that happens with education.
Jan Goodman on the staff.
Jan, we haven't heard much from you. Go ahead.
Well, you know, I think that it's very important to actually look at the words of the mission, because it's not just general education. There's really a specific thing that we should be doing, and that's contributing to a lasting understanding between nations and individuals. And basically that means that what we are trying to do is to promote an understanding of peace, understanding being peace. And, you know, to the purpose to promote the study of political and economic problems, racial antagonisms, and so forth. So I don't think that this is just, you know, it's not a free-for-all for all ideas. You know, we're aimed towards understanding between nations and individuals. And I think that this is really important, because we kind of stray off of that. And I agree with the idea that we need to have the mission printed out so people can actually look at it and understand it, and go from there. And so I'm just addressing that particular item. I do think debates are important, but I don't think that debates on all things are important, and from all points of view. I mean, I don't think that we need, I mean, we might want to study Nazism, not because we want to just study it in general, but to figure out, to understand it, and contribute to, you know, this, to understanding of conflict, how to avoid conflict. So I just wanted to just interject that thought into this whole discussion. So not that I'm in favor of censorship, but I do think that we do have a mission here, and so, you know, our mission is not to you know, to study war, for instance, but how to avoid war. Okay, thank you.
Anybody else?
Nancy.
Tony.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Okay, just real quick, I just want to support this idea that I think Carol's getting at about having a, whatever we want to call it, something that describes our project, you know, what, you know, and it's something that we're excited about and we want to have something on our website that excites other people and gets them listening to us and, you know, after we get together what we want to put out, we need a description that tells people what's here and that excites them and wants them to join our project and help us to keep it going. And so whatever we call that, I agree with Carol that we need something that, you know, it just, you know, when people come to our website, they go, what do you, you know, we need something that describes us, that we're excited about and that other people can get excited about also to join us and support us.